You're listening to The Good Life with Jesse Dillon.
This is Jesse Dillon. We are coast to coast today and worldwide on Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 114, broadcasting in every city in Canada and the U.S. Several years ago on Good Morning America, they were called America's Cheapest Family. There's a brand new book. I've got it in my hands. It's America's Cheapest Family. And my guests are Steve and Annette. Steve and Annette, how are you?
Hey, Jesse. How are you doing? Jesse.
Now, let me hear you say your last name just to make sure that I'm pronouncing it properly.
Okay, it's O'Flaherty. No. We changed it from that. No, it's actually Economidas.
That's unbelievable. Here you are, America's Cheapest Family, authors of the newsletter The Home Economizer, and your real last name is Economides.
Economidas, yep, that's it. It's Greek, and it means son of the steward.
Oh, really?
Well, we say it just means cheap in Greek.
I wonder what my name is Greek for.
Let's see, Dylan. I think that's probably like you're related to Bob Dylan, so you sing well.
Actually, he also has a son named Jesse Dillon. Well, look, we've read your work in Good Housekeeping, Budget Living, of course, seen you on Good Morning America, and your book, America's Cheapest Family, is out. Tell us in your own words, Stephen, a little bit about yourselves.
Okay, well, we started out, we've been married almost 25 years, and we started out on this frugal journey sort of out of necessity. Steve was earning $6.50 an hour, and I wanted to stay home and learn what it meant to be a homemaker. I didn't really know anything about cooking, and so I convinced Steve that I was going to make it my mission to stretch our pennies until they begged for mercy.
Every day I'd come home from work and the pennies would be screaming.
And so I at first, you know, I was a little like a fish out of water, and then I got so where it became a game, and I had lots of success, and it became then a very fun game to play.
And what happened was we had friends tell us, you know, I ought to work two jobs, Annette ought to work one job, and we ought to save everything we make and buy a house in 3 years. And no joke, working one job with a little side freelance work, we saved enough money to put a big down payment on a house 3 years later. We paid that same house off in 9 years on an average income that wasn't over $33,000. It was just, we did it by learning to manage our money.
Now, I've been reading excerpts from your newsletter as well, the Home Economizer newsletter, which is available at homeeconomizer.com.
Right.
And I just want to make sure that I'm not mistaken. Am I reading this correctly that you're spending $350 on groceries for a family of seven?
Yeah.
That would be correct. There's lots and lots of grocery strategies out there that people can use. Coupons are not the number one strategy. They do help. But if you'd like, I can throw out a couple of quick tips for your listeners to get them started and to save a couple of $100, you know, right now, starting now, this month.
Fire away. Let's hear them.
Okay. First one is to shop with a list at the grocery store. Grocers are counting on you throwing impulse items into your cart. And if you shop with a list, it helps you stick to what you're going there to buy. We have a free downloadable grocery shopping list on our website, americascheapestfamily.com. First is have a list. Second thing is to plan a menu. Use the grocery ads that come out once a week in your area and sit down and pick a few things that are on sale and plan your menu. You know, at first it may seem kind of overwhelming, but if you just pick dinners and you just do it once a week, I guarantee within a couple of weeks you can crank it out in about 15 minutes. So first one is to use a list, second one is to plan a menu, third one is to stock up on sale items, and the fourth one is to limit your trips to the store. Many people are going 3 and 4 times a week. If you've got that menu plan, you can usually limit your trips to once a week, and that, I guarantee, will start saving you hundreds of dollars.
We tell people that going to the store has become like a pastime, and we prefer to go to the store less often and live life rather than spend our time shopping.
It's not just money, it's also time.
I'm reading some of the excerpts from your January-February issue of your newsletter, which I understand is free.
No, it's not, actually.
it's not very expensive, though. It's only $12 a year, and you get a huge amount of information. It's every other month, it's an encouragement to stay the course.
I'm reading the excerpts, which are free, and there's a lot of stuff on your website. And
oh,
listen,
yeah.
$12 a year, it might as well be free. But you've got some information on dream weddings. I remember my wife and I got married 25 years ago. In fact, this year is our 25th anniversary, mm-hmm. And we funded and paid for our own wedding for the most part. But you've got some tips on tying the knot, which is a great time of the year because every city in North America are now having their bridal shows. What are some of those tips?
Well, first off, we believe that everything is negotiable. And you don't have to sit there and say, oh, well, everybody's spending $10,000. I love averages because we love to beat them. So you have to, first off, you have to have a budget. And if you don't have a lot of money, don't start your marriage by going into debt. Look for options. One person wrote in and said, you know, if you want a limo, call a funeral home because they're usually busy on the weekends. If you have an evening wedding during the week, you can get a limo from the funeral home really inexpensively. I know that sounds really weird, but we love to find things like that.
You know, a lot of people in that article, it was mostly based on reader tips, and a lot of people shared how family and friends came forward, and as their gift to the bridal couple, like somebody made a wedding cake as their wedding gift, somebody shot video as their wedding gift, somebody arranged flowers as their wedding gift. So there is a fabulous book out there actually called Bridal Bargains, which really takes all the normal stuff that kind of compile into a wedding, and it gives you lots and lots of different options for how to do it inexpensively.
Yeah. Another tip was, if don't hire a videographer, get 3 or 4 people with video cameras, have them shoot the wedding from different perspectives, and you end up with a multitude of shots with lots of coverage.
Good Morning America, several years ago, nicknamed the two of you, and it's funny, America's Cheapest Family, which, of course, is the name of your new book. How do you feel about that?
Well, at first we were kind of like, oh, boy, I don't know. This really is not a very positive thing. But we decided, since there was no real positive way to talk about frugal living, do you call us the smart shoppers? Well, what does that make everybody else that shops, you know? So we decided if that meant that our message of frugality and financial freedom would be able to reach a lot more people if, for nothing else, just because of the curiosity created by the title, then we would wear it.
So let me ask you a couple of quick questions about automobiles. We've talked about weddings. You've talked about your home. Let's talk about cars. That's another big purchase. How does America's Cheapest Family purchase a car, and how does America's Cheapest Family sell a car?
Well, first off, we have decided that there are so many cars out there that there's always going to be a bargain to be found. So we don't buy brand new from the dealer. First off, in many states, you got to pay sales tax on it, and sales tax on a $20,000 or $30,000 purchase can be excessive. So we always find someone who's selling a car because they need to get rid of it. The last car we bought, I used cars.com, the website available through most newspapers, and I was able to search by zip code and by distance from our home to find the car. We found one with 20,000 miles on it. To me, that's virtually brand new, and we picked it up for a bargain price of $8,000 because the person wanted to get rid of it. It's a full-size van. It's what we were looking for. Had to drive a little distance to get it, but that was fine. So I always look at, and I make a wish list. We talk about what we're looking for, what the features are. We look at consumer reports to find out what the reliability factor of the cars are, and we buy them for cash.
And we make ourselves a car payment, so we're always putting aside money each month when we get paid, and so when it's time to buy the car, we have cash to go and negotiate for the car. And we have a trusty mechanic that we've used for, gosh, close to 20 years. And so we always work it out with the person to bring that car to our mechanic, have him give it a once-over. And if he says okay, then we negotiate and buy the car.
And as far as selling cars, I do it like a dealer does. I put a sticker on the window telling the people exactly what's wrong with the car, exactly what's right with the car. And a lot of newspapers, smaller newspapers in local areas, have free ads for anything under $1,000, and I've sold my cars that way. I've put them on street corners and sold them.
But by the time our cars are ready to sell, they're worth about $1,000 because we drive them till they're about ready to drop.
Which makes a lot of sense. Now, where is your book, America's Cheapest Family, available?
It's available on our website, americascheapestfamily.com, and bookstores everywhere. And I'll give you a news flash. If they go to the New York Times website right now and go to bestsellers, we just made the New York Times bestseller list. It'll be announced this week. So it's selling like crazy. It's meeting the need. We're getting emails from people saying it's the easiest personal finance book to read. It's got applicable stuff in it they can do right now, today, to make a difference in their lives.
Well, congratulations. I know that Paul Harvey, who arguably is the most successful syndicated radio broadcaster on this planet, had great things to say about your book. We're out of time, but I want to thank you both, Stephen and Annette, for your time today.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
And congratulations for making the New York Times bestsellers list.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're kind of amazed. We didn't think it would happen this fast.
America's cheapest family gets you right on the money. And you can visit them at homeeconomizer.com. This is Jesse Dillon, your coast-to-coast today, dialed into The Good Life.